bark when the hinds do calve? Can you number the months that they fulfill, or know you the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good liking, they grow up with corn, they go forth and return not unto them. Who hath sent out the wild ass free, or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwelling. He scorns the multitude of the city, neither regards he the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn with his band in the Pharaoh, or will he harrow out the valley after thee? Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Wilt thou believe in him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Give you good the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers to the ostrich, which leaves her eggs in the earth and warms them in dust, and forgets the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them. She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifts up herself on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength, and go goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear, and is not affrighted, neither turns he back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glistening spear and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believes he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smells the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Let the hawk fly by thy wisdom, and stretch her wings toward the south. Let the eagle mount up at thy command, and make her nest on high. She dwells and abides on the rock, upon the crag of the rock and the strong place. From thence she seeks the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the stains are, there she is.